Hi guys, so I'm just having a rough Sunday. Like, I just woke up sad and depressed, and I don't know why. I feel like I'm still in this process of trying to heal myself and trying to get myself together. I mean, I haven't even gotten dressed today. I slept in late, made sure my daughter was like all dressed and ready, did her hair, she did all she needed to do, gave her a bath, and I need to, like, focus on myself now, but I'm like, man, I'm just so sad. Like, I think it doesn't help that we have to, like, stay, like, quarantined to the house, because I'm so used to, like, getting out the house to go to work every day and, like, actually do something productive, and now I'm, like, working from home, and the only places that I can go to is, like, obviously to the grocery store, but I just don't like being depressed and sad. Like, this healing process, some days it seems super easy to heal, and other days it's not easy at all. It's hard. Like, I woke up this morning, and I went through my call history, and it's funny because, like, I, like, see my ex's name in the favorites, and that kind of, like, made me sad. Then I had this moment where I was, like, having this, like, I don't know, guys, like, having this, like, flashback moment of, like, me and him, I guess. I don't know. It's just been a struggle just to, like, fully heal. I, like, hate crying about it, but I really feel like everything my therapist tells me is, like, true. You know, like, you have to go through these emotions and you have to cry and you have to feel it. But sometimes I don't want to feel it. Like, I don't want to feel it at all. Like, I wish I didn't have to go through this. Like, you know, and it's not like like I said, crying because I want him back. Because most of them, I'm crying because I'm still grieving the loss. And I'm still grieving, like, everything that just happened. So, and when these things happen, I'm just like, you know what, Sherelle? That's just a sign. Like, you don't need to date anybody. You don't need to do anything because you're still, like, broken. But I just feel alone, and I don't know why. Like, I have friends, but I don't really tell my friends, like, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is how I'm healing. Like, I don't talk to them about these things, and, you know, I don't really talk to my family a lot about it. Like I said, when I was sad in the past, I would go to my ex, and me and him would just talk about everything. He would help me, and now he's, like, I guess gone, so I guess I have to find, like, other ways to heal. I don't know. It's just a weird, weird Sunday. Like, I feel bad that I'm, like, crying on this podcast, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Madison, I'll be out in a minute. I'm in the bathroom. Be out in a minute. Lord. Give me some time.
Anyway, I'm just like, sorry, guys, but yeah. It's sad when you have to go into the bathroom just to get, like, a little bit of alone time. Because you're like, I don't know. I just need this alone time, I guess. Instead, I have to come out and say, I'm in the bathroom. Give me a minute, like, because I'm so broken down. I don't know. I guess it's just like, this this healing process is tough. It's tough because, like, I talk about it in therapy, and I cry about it to my therapist. My therapist is like, oh, go hang with your girlfriends. And I'm just like, half my friends are like, well, they live with their boyfriends, they have kids, and they have their own little families. And I'm like, and then there's me, who's still, like, trying to figure my life out. And just, I don't know. But I don't really like to, my friends work, a lot of my friends work on the weekends. They're busy, so we don't have time to, like, get together. And she's like, oh, get together with your girlfriends, hang out. I'm like, I wish I could, but everybody's working, everybody's busy, everybody's with their kids or families. And I'm just like, I don't know, like, for 2 years, I just spent that 2 years, like, spending half my weekends out of town with him, and it just was different. I don't know. So I'm just trying to adjust to, like, being home and maybe trying to, like, get back to, like, my girlfriends and things I love, but I don't know. I'm just looking forward to kind of, like, getting on the right medication so I can be back to who I used to be. But I also realized that everything my therapist said was accurate. Like, I really just need to focus on me. I really just need to keep healing. I really need to not worry about, like, a relationship or a guy or anything like that right now. I just need to focus on me. You know? And, you know, because I know I keep telling you guys about the guy that I was kind of starting to like, but the more and more I think about it, I'm just like, I just need to fall back from that situation because I don't know. And I haven't spoken to him in like 2 days. Well, I didn't speak, last time I spoke to him was Friday. I didn't speak to him all day yesterday, and I haven't spoken to him so far today, and I probably won't, just because I need to focus on me right now. And that needs to be my main focus. I can't worry about texting somebody or reaching out to somebody to have a conversation or trying to hang out with somebody. I just don't want to get so caught up in that. You know, my big, like I said, told you guys last night, the biggest thing for me is if someone's meant to be, it'll be in the right time, right place, right whatever. But I can't stress over, you know, what's going to happen in my life. Like, it just needs to be Sherelle focusing on Sherelle. It's a hard process because I'm always used to being the girl that's like, I'm such a relationship type person. So for me, it's like, I love being in a relationship. I love, like, just having that significant other, you know, and I'm not the type of girl that's like, oh, I just want to go on a whole bunch of dates until I find the right one. Like, I don't do all of that. I'm just like, no, no, thank you. But, you know, I think through this process, I'm going to learn a lot about myself. I'm going to learn, like, all the things I need to work on, what I need to do, and things like that. So that's what I intend to do. I'm just going to focus on myself, worry about myself. And that's all I can do. I can't worry about what's next or what's going to happen or any of those type of situations or things. You know, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm so sorry for crying on this podcast, guys. I'm just having a bad, like a weird, I wouldn't say a bad day, but a weird day. Like, I'm just really, like, emotional, and I'm just a little bit depressed, and I really honestly don't know why I'm depressed. It's like I woke up like this. Like, I just woke up, and I just wasn't feeling today. I just felt sad. I just felt depressed. My mind was just overthinking everything, and now I'm just sitting here like, let me just reach out to my podcast, because I know that someone out there is dealing with the same thing as me, and they're just trying to heal and get themselves back to who they used to be. But it's like I said, with this virus going on, it's just, it doesn't help when you have depression or anxiety, because it just makes it 10 times worse, honestly. I mean, my heart goes out to all the people that are like literally on Twitter and everything and saying, hey, I'm depressed, I'm having anxiety with all this going on. And there was one girl who said she was so busy trying to help everybody that she ended up getting laid off and lost her job. And I'm like, that sucks. Like, you helping other people, and then in return, you lose what you lose everything. I mean, it sucks. Like, but there's no way around it. There's just no way around it. With this virus going on, everybody's just running rampant, and life is just crazy right now. And you don't know what's going to happen one day to the next. It's just like living in the moment, because we really don't know what's next. But all I can say is, like, we do need to stay safe. If you can avoid going outside, stay in the house, you know. That's why I'm glad my job is letting me work from home, because with everything going on, it does help to be home because I'm safe. My daughter's with my grandmother while I'm working, because obviously if she were to stay here and I'm trying to work, I wouldn't get any work done. I just have so much, yeah, just trying to focus on me. So that's the goal. It's a process, but I see my therapist again next month, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing her, because I need to talk to somebody about how I'm feeling right now. But I just need to get over it. I just need to keep pushing and just trying to think of the positives that are happening and not so much of the negatives, and just shake everything off. I think my problem is I overthink everything. If I don't hear from somebody, I think, oh, they hate me, or oh, they're done with me. If I don't, I don't know, if I don't hear the right things that I think I should be hearing, I freak out. And the reality is I just need to get over it. Like, okay, Sherelle, it's okay. Like, you know, just because you don't hear from somebody doesn't mean it's into the world. And just because, you know, things aren't going exactly the way you want them to be doesn't mean that it's all bad. Like, I just need to get my mind together and just think positive. So I'm just, like I said, just let me just focus on me. Also, one thing I'm noticing too is, why are people talking, like, a lot of celebrities are, like, reaching out, talking about the virus and things, and then people are, like, in the comments on Instagram, like, well, you don't know what it's like because you have money. What does money have to do with them having a caring heart? What does money have to do with them struggling just like we do? Money is not everything. And just because you have money does not mean you're happy. Just because they're celebrities and they have money does not mean that they don't go through the same things we go through on a daily basis. Like, it sounds ignorant to say that, oh, because you have money. Like, Offset, if anyone knows, he is, that's Cardi B's husband. He made a comment like, can't find bread anywhere, I'm just going to go to space or something. And some girl's like, well, at least you have money. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? He has money. Whoop-de-doo. Money can come and go today or tomorrow, and you can be broke. That has nothing to do with it. He's human just like everybody else. Like, chill out. And then the celebrities speak on something, you guys automatically go, oh, well, why don't you get $500 to this committee? Why don't you get $500 to this situation? It's like, how do you know they're not doing their best part and they're not giving money? Just because they don't broadcast it publicly don't mean it doesn't do it. Like, we all need to come together during this time. It shouldn't be nobody pit against anybody. It just needs to be like, and it's not about money. Let's just focus on helping people right now and getting through this tough time, not downing each other, because that's just ridiculous and crazy. I've just seen so much negativity since all this virus stuff is going on. Just like, people just are all over the place. I don't know. They really are. Like, people don't know. The people are bored, so they have so much, too much time on their hands, and they're just acting crazy, or I don't know, running amok. Like, I don't know. It's just a mess. But we got to get ourselves together. We really do. I mean, I'm looking forward to when this is over with, so I can finally, like, enjoy my summer. I think I'm going to make, like, a commitment to myself to just, like, spend the rest of 2020 loving me, focusing on me, losing the weight that I've gained, because I feel like I've gained, like, a few pounds, and just, that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to just focus on me. That's my goal to myself. It's just not to allow anything or anybody to get between that. You know? So, I don't know, guys. I just feel really, honestly, talking to you guys about it made me feel better. So, I'm feeling a little bit better now. But it's just been super, super tough. You know? I don't know. I do not know. Anyway, guys, I have to get myself together. My hair looks a mess right now. I'm glad this is not like a video. So I need to do my hair. I need to wash my hair so my mom can braid it for me. And I need to go eat something and just get myself together. That's the goal for the rest of my Sunday. And then, like I said, me working from home, I have Verizon Internet. And Verizon Internet is the worst, guys. If you have, I have Verizon through my mobile. And I love them for my mobile phone, like my iPhone. But as far as having them for, like, internet, it is garbage. Like, I'm not even going to say, like, yeah. So, we had to switch internet. So, now we're going to go with Comcast, and we're just going to bundle, or, like, do a bundle deal through Comcast. So, they're supposed to be coming to our house Wednesday, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, Mom, I do not want to be in the house with these people because I don't know if they have a virus or what they have. So, I mean, I hope the driver doesn't get offended, but I'm definitely going to be giving him gloves and a mask because he's not coming in here with just touching everything in the house. Like, I don't know. I'm going to ask him a couple questions. And definitely ask them, are y'all taking protocol, like, you know, precautions with going into people's homes? Because it's scary, like, during this time. And it even sucks that they still are making them go into people's homes. But I really would have preferred them to mail the stuff out to me and I could set it up myself. But it was saying online, like, oh, you can't do that. You have to have someone come out. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, why? Why? But I know Verizon, Comcast is working, because I seen a Comcast, like, Xfinity truck down my road the other day coming to somebody's house, and I was like, oh my God, they are actually making them work. Sucks for them, but I don't think the workers are actually working in the call center, because when I called them to ask a question about the package I was going to do, no one picked up. And then I was going online, and people were saying that they've been on hold with Comcast for like 2 hours, and nobody was coming to the phone. So I think the workers maybe aren't working in there, but the drivers are, so I don't know. But I'll let you guys know how that goes. Just doing this quarantine, I don't want a lot of people in my house because it's scary. You don't know what people are carrying or who they're around, and it's a scary time. But yeah. So hopefully Comcast will be a lot better internet-wise, because Verizon has been tough for me to, like, do my job, because working from home, you know, I got to use my cell phone to make some of my calls through an app, and I'm using a terminal from work. And it's just like Friday, I couldn't get any work done because the computer kept cutting off. The Wi-Fi was not working at all. It was a mess. I was so frustrated. So hopefully Monday and Tuesday, I can get it to do something, because if not, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be all over the place, I guess. So I don't know right now, guys. I'm just going to try to. But yeah, I'm going to just try to focus on myself right now, heal, and that's all we can do in these trying times, you know. So I'm kind of glad I had this talk with you guys. I'm actually gonna pray on it, you know. I'm gonna pray about it and just give it to God. Yeah, that's what I intend to do. So if you guys want to do a quick prayer with me right now, that'd be cool, since it's Sunday. If you're not religious, I hope I don't offend you with this. You don't even have to listen to this part or whatever, but I just thought it'd be something to do. So, dear God, I'm coming to you this Sunday just to ask that you continue to bless everyone in the world right now, that you continue to uplift us and give us guidance during this trying time. I ask that you send positivity to anyone out there that needs it and that needs your uplifting right now, Lord. I ask that you just put a blessing on all of us so that eventually this will blow over and we can go back to our normal lives again. I ask that you bless anyone out there who does not have a job, who's lost a job, who needs money, or who's struggling. I just ask that you uplift and guide us, especially to us with mental illness, that you uplift us during this trying time. Keep us positive. Keep us going, God, because we need that right now. Again, thank you for allowing us all to see another day. These words I pray, amen. All right, so that was just a quick prayer, guys. I'm actually going to do another one separately by myself as well. So I hope that reached some of you. But I'm going to end this because I really do have to get myself together so I can start my day. Peace and love, guys. As always, it's a pleasure. I cannot wait to talk to you guys again and update you on how I'm feeling. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday.